I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In a potential landmark discovery, NASA says its Mars rover has found potential signs of ancient microscopic life on the red planet. With more, we are joined live now by Mike Narlock, head of astronomy at Cranbrook Institute of Science in Bloomfield Hills. Good afternoon, Mike. Welcome in.
Well, thank you.
Let's talk about this. Take us through the announcement from NASA.
Well, you know, with a lot of these announcements, it sounds probably a bit better than it really is. But what they have found, and they found this last summer, the news is just now getting out, is evidence that there could have been life on Mars long ago. They basically found indicators that if we would have found them here on Earth, we would have said, yeah, that's the leftovers from life. That's what that means. But because we're finding them on another planet, we can use it as an indicator, but until we get those samples back here to Earth and do proper testing on them, we just won't know. What we do know for sure is that if they were found here on Earth, it would definitely be an indicator of life.
So are we any closer to making that confirmation as fact?
Yeah, if you would have asked me that a couple months ago, I would have said yes. The samples were supposed to have been returned to Earth in 2030, around there. But with the recent announcement of budget cuts to NASA, that's been sort of pushed out to 2040. So eventually, the hope is these samples get back here to Earth so we can use our more sophisticated tools here in our labs to test for the possibility of life on Mars or former life on Mars. But until we get those samples here, all we have are these rather enticing indicators.
Where does this stand among recent astronomical discoveries? Where would you say this lands?
Well, if it's true, it's literally life-changing. To find evidence of life on another world other than Earth, it never has happened before. We have long, for decades and decades and decades, we've thought that Mars in its past was ripe for life. Certainly, science fiction authors have used it quite effectively to suggest that there's life on Mars. And we've known it's used to be a wet, watery planet. There's certainly an abundance of information and evidence for that. But to find that next thing, to find that there is life out there that's not here, that's not from the Earth, but it's rather it originated in another world, in our solar system, no doubt, no less, that would be absolutely, ground shaking.
Before we wrap up here, Mike, is there anything else that we should actually be on the lookout for from NASA in the not so distant future?
Well, your guess is as good as mine these days.
Right.
We still have a ton of space probes out there. There's information pouring in. I mean, this is really, NASA is one of those agencies that produces, there's no Hubble Space Telescope or the Webb Telescope that doesn't feel some sense of awe at the universe that we live in. And as we keep exploring, and human beings are by their very nature explorers, NASA is that arm of ours that reaches out from beyond our planet to explore the universe around us.
Mr. Mike Narlock, head of astronomy at Cranbrook Institute of Science in Bloomfield Hills. Thanks so much for joining us, Mike, insightful. And we'll stand by to see what's next from NASA. And we'll be in touch with you to help break it all down for us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.